Terry Klein, Plainfield, Massachusetts. I'm a daily listener to the Roundtable. My suggestion to WAMC is to consider occasionally including guests who are actually fighting in the trenches. Those, say, in the trucking industry, construction industry, bars and restaurants, I think they could inform us how it is to dance to the Blue House Blues. Thank you very much.
Noreen Roberts in Goshen. I just picked up my mail on Cape Street, and there's a postcard that's labeled President Trump's Coronavirus Guidelines for America. On the front of the card is a picture of the White House and a CDC logo, and the address is coronavirus.gov. And our famous president has now co-opted a federal agency. I'm outraged. Thank you.
Hello, this is Emily Cavan calling from Plainfield, Massachusetts. I'm listening on Friday, March 27th, to Governor Andrew Cuomo's address that's being broadcast over WAMC regarding the current state in New York and the coronavirus pandemic. And I just want to say, I live in Massachusetts, but when I listen to AMC often, I haven't always been the biggest fan of Andrew Cuomo, what he always does and says. But in this emergency, it is actually very reassuring to see him as a leader address this crisis with information, with a public health awareness. And when I compare that to the leadership of our country, who I never listen to if I can help it, because I figure I'll get it on the news later and I'd rather hear that than listen to Mr. Trump himself. It's really sad, because this is a moment where someone who has the skills and experience to do that is really needed. And so thanks to AMC for keeping me posted. And I just wanted to recognize Andrew Cuomo for handling a serious statewide and national crisis in a way that feels appropriate and responsive and intelligent, and using the skills and expertise of those around him. And it strikes a very hard contrast to what is coming from Washington. Thank you.
My name is Carol Tansey. I live here in Albany. I have listened to WAMC almost constantly. I really enjoy what WAMC is covering. However, I had one of my favorite programs, Wait, Don't Tell Me, bumped by Governor Cuomo. Please give us some laughter.
This is Vince O'Connor. I'm calling from Amherst, Massachusetts. The roundtable discussion about whether to run president daily news conferences, I think they've missed the issue. The roundtable has. The real issue about running the press conferences is that the administration has designed those press conferences to basically preempt the evening news, both the local and the national news, in many markets, and to get people to basically, if they don't like him, to turn off the news so as not to listen to him, but also not to, which deprives them of the factual information that might have come over the, in the regular local and national news. And I think that's the issue.